Happy Friday morning, everybody. It is 10 minutes after 6. Thank you for letting us be here with you on this Friday morning. I hope your weekend is a big plan. A lot of things we're going to be doing this weekend. I sent our friend, a buddy of mine is up from Florida and observing the show and kind of hanging out with us for the last couple mornings, taking him back to the airport this afternoon. Did you guys get in touch with him before he left the building?
Yeah, he went off on a
mission of mercy.
On a food run.
Yes.
No.
What do you mean no?
Does that mean I'm not getting anything? He left during the newscast.
I told him just to choose for us and whatever.
Look at Conley. He eats everything. Just bring something back.
Chances are, and I know he's listening in the car on the way. He better be listening on the way. Anyway, whatever he's getting for me, I'm sure he'll get for you too. Which, okay. You want to know what I asked him?
Bloody Mary?
Can we do that?
No, okay. We can't.
Well, then what do you bring? Why do you tease me?
Harry Carey could. Come on.
Harry Carey here. I'm drunk off my butt and we're playing ball.
You know, that rumor was true that there was a beer tap in the press box in his broadcast booth.
Oh, I don't know about that, but I think that coffee cup he had a little something-something in it.
I'm having a great time here.
Have the intern. Two dashes right there.
Comes when?
Sir, they haven't even begun playing.
I don't care. I don't care.
Now, the best line was when he tried to pronounce. You know, he would always try to pronounce the names of the players backwards.
Oh.
And the best one was when he did Sammy Sosa. You know, Steve, Sammy Sosa spelled backwards is ass-os. And Steve just kind of sat there and went, okay, Harry, whatever.
Well, you're,
you say.
You're too old to fire. You are an icon.
That's
Nobody's...
terrible if you have to be the sober one and the other person you're working with isn't.
Right.
That's awful.
Right.
Yeah, it's not fun.
It's like being the only sober person at a party where everybody's drunk. It's no fun at all.
So there was something else I was going to mention. I can't remember what it was now. That's awesome. Apparently,
We could derail you that quickly. Well, that'll give me time to promote the Green and Gold Legends Lunch. How about that?
Let's do it.
Yes, we've got Packer Legends coming to Wausau, and we want you to get involved. September 18th is the day. It's Wednesday, September 18th. It's a luncheon at the Great Dane, 11:30 to noon, and you'll be able to get autographs and talk to Packer Legends from the glory days of the 60s, including new Hall of Famer Dave Robinson. He's going to be there. Tom Brown, Bob Skoronski, Marv Fleming, Doug Hart, Bob Long, Zeke Ratkowski, Fuzzy Thurston, Ben Wilson, and Bill Red Mack. So all of those guys are scheduled to be there. It's all brought to us by Brickner's Family Auto Group and K-Tech and WSAU. Get your tickets here at the WSAU studios. $30, and that includes lunch and hobnobbing with all of those Packer legends from the glory days.
I remember now what I was going to mention to you. If you're fat, you're causing your favorite NFL team to lose.
Is that right?
Yep.
I heard about this. This
if
is
you're
a
fat,
whack job study. It's
if
tough.
You're fat, your team, you're causing your team to lose. If you're healthy and thinner, you're helping your team win.
Well, that's obviously not true since the Packers win on a regular basis in the regular season. And, you know, Wisconsin's got to have the heaviest fan base in the world.
They would win more if we weighed less.
Jeez.
Actually, that's an example how you can take a study and draw a correlation out of it. That's not what the study intended at all. The study found that fans of NFL teams, when the team loses, the fans have a tendency to eat more fatty, sugary foods as a result of the loss.
We don't need help with that. Win, lose, or tie, we'll eat as much fat as we possibly can.
I have a cheese cut running through my veins.
It's a difference in the sexes. You know, women, they like eat after the breakup. We eat after the loss.
Yeah. We don't eat after a breakup. They also say that fans, when their team wins, has a team, they eat less fatty foods and they consume less calories. They eat healthier foods. And so I just thought it was a fun correlation, a fun way to twist it. Say, if you're fat, you're making your team lose.
Yes, I suppose there's a correlation. If your team loses, you're depressed. And when people are depressed, they eat more.
Well, this study was recently released on a news story and by the University of Minnesota. Yeah, anyway.
I know something about losing there.
They said it was published in a psychological science publication. And, of course, this crack team news agency in Minneapolis, CBS, went immediately to the Minnesota State Fair and asked them about their opinion. And
They're chowing down on Pronto dogs and Martha's cookies.
It's like cheese bacon fries that they're chowing down on. And the fan goes, you know, I don't know.
They have deep fried Snickers bars at the Minnesota State Fair.
The Vikings lost a lot of games last year, and I actually stayed the same weight. I'm rotund.
As he did his gravy shooter. Watching them. Definitely don't do that, says fan Michael Coleman. I just hope they win the next game, speaking of the Vikings. That's all you can do is hope. Listen, if it was a case of where... Well, wait a minute. I just thought I was a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, and look at me. They didn't win anything.
And you constantly ate? You didn't even watch the games, did you?
Yes, I did.
You
yes,
did?
Of course. Especially when they were playing a good team.
Ah!
I love watching the... My wife has a recipe for, what was it, chili dog nachos.
Oh. Sounds very healthy.
Oh, there's nothing, no, there's nothing even remotely healthy. I mean, it's so greasy.
The Frankfurter is cut up and put atop the nacho chips.
You take hot dogs.
That sounds good.
Hot dogs.
That sounds good, really?
Oh, dude, it's incredible. It's hot dogs, it's ground beef made like a chili topping.
Oh, yes.
Spread all over fresh nacho chips with lots and lots of cheese. Mm-hmm. You got sour cream and jalapenos to sprinkle.
Keep coming.
Oh, brother. And it's so greasy.
How greasy is it?
It makes its own beverage.
Oh, yes.
You know, when you pick it up, it just drips down onto the plate, and you're like, oh. And I hate to tell you, it is not good for you. There's been so many times after eating... I don't know, a tray or two of these things.
Pounds on your chest twice, it loosens things up. Hey,
exactly.
It's
you know,
fine.
Just heart stent. Who needs that? Just move that clog on through to the lung. I'll cough it up later. And it's just you push it through and there's been
hot
horrible
dog chili
hot
nachos sounds outstanding.
Oh, and you get the really good hot dogs too. You know, like the Nathan
deli Frank or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. Yeah. With the skin on them that snap when you bite into them.
Yeah. You know, and the ones that seriously, you just feel your heart clogging as you're chowing down on. That's exactly what you do. So there it is. If you want your team to lose, keep packing on the pounds. If you want your team to win, well, you know, back off. Have some celery. Nah, that's not going to happen.
Labor Day weekend. 3 days to give thanks for all the stuff we have. You know, the stuff we worked hard for. And by having a barbecue and drinking domestic lagers, we can enjoy the transition from summer into fall. Now, technically speaking, the actual season of autumn officially begins around the third week in September. But who wants to be technical? Well, I'll tell you who. People who choose to enter the exciting world of refrigerator repair. That's right. When you enroll in the Technical Career Academy, you open the door to vocational possibilities you never dreamed possible. Plus, you'll not only earn back all of your tuition costs within the first few weeks of entering the workforce, but I'll personally have sex with your mom.
Let's wrap this up. I got a bad back.
Enroll in the Technical Career Academy today.
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.